You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning and welcome to Chapel. On this Friday morning of the first week of classes, we have all made it. And I am so thrilled to be able to welcome us to chapel today, not just for those of us that were able to be here in person, but also to all those who are listening online. There are a couple announcements that I need to make, so I've got a few things to do very quickly before I hand it over to some other folks that will lead us this morning. First, an announcement for Monday. We all know that Monday is Martin Luther King Day. We are celebrating the life and work of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a nation. And so you are invited to join the march that will be happening in Lexington. Please reach out to Reverend Juan Gonzalez if you are interested in attending the march. We have attended this event for the last 20-some years in downtown Lexington, and it's a powerful experience to be a part of a movement in our own community. So please reach out to Reverend Juan Gonzalez via email or his office that is located in the Student Center. Do not be afraid about the temperatures because the march is in the afternoon. It begins at 1 o'clock. So please make every effort to join. And then the key announcement with that is for those of you who go, you are treated to free pizza at Goodfellas. Goodfellas. Can you tell I don't eat there often? Forgive me. But please join this opportunity offered by our Student Life and Intercultural Life Office. I want to introduce our chapel speaker. There's so much that I could say, but Dr. Michael Priestley, an American baritone currently based in Lexington with his incredible family, his wife, Reverend Leticia Priestley, pastors a church in Nicholasville, and their three sons are just incredible and amazing. Dr. Priestley has emerged as a prominent figure on the operatic stage. His career has seen him perform with leading opera houses and orchestras both in our United States, but also around the world, earning widespread critical acclaim. Dr. Priestley's performances have taken him to Europe, Asia, Russia, Canada, and many more. The list keeps going on. He has been featured by esteemed opera companies such as Cincinnati Opera, Opera Philadelphia, Opera Memphis, Kentucky Opera. Are we yet to be convinced? The list keeps going on. He has also collaborated with many of the nation's top orchestras, including the Cincinnati Symphony, the Detroit Symphony, Hilton Head Symphony, and again, the list keeps going on. Dr. Priestley currently serves as a lecturer in voice at the University of Kentucky and is the founder and artistic director of the newly established Uniting Voices of Lexington. It is such an honor for us to have you with us, Dr. Priestley. Thank you for saying yes, and chapel will be a blessing to you. As we were praying, I was reminded of the experience of Moses in Exodus 3, where he encounters the burning bush. Have you ever come close an encounter with something so divine that you feel the need to take off your shoes? When Dr. Priestley shares with us this morning, I assure you, the Spirit of God is going to nudge us in ways that we are seeking for Him to nudge us. Be ready to take off your shoes, not quite literally, but take off your shoes because we are on holy ground. And receive these words as our call to worship. from 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "The Lord has been our help." If you read this chapter, you will know that God has been working to rescue his people from every enemy. And Samuel has been given the task of taking the Israelites to the promised land. There are so many enemies that pursue us, internal, external, known, unknown. I just want to remind us this morning that we worship a God who is our help, not just yesterday, but today. Let us worship together.
That's right. Stand up on your feet. Let's give God some praise this morning. Bright and early, 10 o'clock. Come on.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul. This bag of bones. I try with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. You picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God, yes. Woo.
You know, I love this verse. It says, I cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning, woo, like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You can just keep them moving. No, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. You picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God, yes I do. Do you thank God this morning? Come on, let me see you clap your hands. Yeah, come on, let me see everybody. Come on, 2, 3, 4. You know, this next part, it's real awesome. What does it say?
Hail, lost another one. I am free, I am free.
Are you free?
I am free.
Hail!
Hail, lost another one. I am free, I am free, I am free.
Hail!
Hail, lost another one. I am free.
Hallelujah!
I am
free. Hail, lost!
Hail, lost another one. I am free, I am free. I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. master. I thank the Savior. I thank God. Yes, I do. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the trials and tribulations may come, we thank God because He picked us up. He turned us around and He placed our feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah. You know, I can't tell you how excited you can have a seat. Can't tell you how excited I am to be here at a chapel in Asbury. I'm going to let you talk in 1 second. I remember the first time I came here. I came here as an adjunct faculty member, and I came to chapel, and I'm like, whoa. Why did I know about Asbury when I was doing my undergrad? I went to Oberlin. Yeah. Big difference. Loved my experience. But I just want to say how I love how the spirit and the stage is set for time not only of worship, but of learning and of receiving the things that God has prepared for you this morning. So as we hear the scripture, let us continue to be in that mind. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Today I will be reading from Isaiah 40, verses 4 through 5. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of God will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
What manner of man is this? All nations in him are blessed. All things are done by his will. He spoke to the sea and the sea stood still. Now ain't that a witness for my Lord? Ain't that a witness for my Lord? Ain't that a witness for my Lord? Saul is a witness for my Lord. Nicodemus was a man desired to know how a man can be born when he is old. Christ told Nicodemus as a friend, man, you must be born again. Said Bible, not man, if you want to be wise, repent, believe, and be baptized. Then you'll be a witness for my Lord. You'll be a witness for my Lord. You'll be a witness for my Lord. Saul is a witness for my Lord. You read about Samson from his birth, strongest man that ever lived on earth. Way back yonder in the ancient times, he killed 10,000 of the Philistines. Then old Samson went wondering about. Samson's strength was never found out. Till his wife sat upon his knee, she said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. Oh, Samson's wife, she talked so fair. Samson said, cut off my hair. Shave my hair just as clean as your hand, and my strength will come like a natural man. Oh, Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. Saul is a witness for my Lord. That's another witness. Now that's another witness. That's another witness. My soul is a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my
Romans chapter 12, verses 2 and 3.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
Transformation. You know, when Dr. Jadhav and I talked about this program, we talked about how this was a time of transformation. Transformation, what does it mean? Going from one thing or one shape, one form to another. I think about the life of, and the man rather, not the life, but the man of Dr. Martin Luther King. Based on the things that we've read, the newscasts we've seen, the documentaries that we've seen, the knowledge that have gone before us on the man of Dr. Martin Luther King, I think about the transformation of him as a man. And I liken it to the transformation of me as a man. The first song we sang was Witness. It's talking about being a witness. We got to be, in order for transformation to take place, we have to understand that there is a process of witnessing in one way, shape, or form, whether we witness to my brother, whether we witness to my sister, whether we witness to our children, our mothers, our fathers, whomever it may be. That is, I think, the start of transformation, being willing to be a witness. And the next verse that you saw, you talked about how we want to have a renewing of our minds. In order to start our minds to be renewed, we need to ask the Lord to fix us. This is Fix Me, Jesus.
Fix me, Jesus, fix me. fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Fix me. Fix me. Fix me, Jesus.
I'll be reading Psalms 145:17-18. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
Fix me. I don't know about you, but there have been so many times where I've prayed and I've asked the Lord to fix me. And oftentimes, the response, inevitably, he comes back with just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, Michael. Continue to steal away in me, and I will continue to fix you. Steal away.
Within my soul.
The reading from John 3, 3 through 5. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit."
The water and the Spirit. So we started with being a witness. Then we move into asking the Lord to fix us. I'm just picturing Dr. King wanting to do the things that God has called him to do, but not necessarily having the gumption to do it. Y'all, he did some amazing things, but he couldn't do any of these things without the help from God. And I think that's the underlying thing in all of this. You know, the scripture says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's so true. But when we think about the things that God has asked us to do, be a witness. Lord, fix me. And as you fix me, Lord, I pray that as I'm going through this process that I steal away in you. You know, I think as he stole away, so many things went through his head in terms of the effects of his ministry in the world, of what he was destined to do. And when I think of all these things, I get excited because I think of, once again, my own life. You know, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. South side of Chicago, didn't necessarily know that I was going to be on the path that I, you know, was on. But I've been all around the world. I've seen so many different things. I have been able to affect so much change in our world and in the thoughts that people have about their own lives. These are stories that people have come up to me and, Michael, I can't believe that I'm like this now. I can't believe that I'm changed. I can't believe that this thing that you have has come upon my soul and my spirit. I think about the conversations that Dr. King had with the lives that he had changed, with the people that were impacted deeply and greatly, with the whole nation, a whole world that was impacted with his ministry. And as he continues to move and go in the work that he has prepared or that has been prepared for him, he says, thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the qualities and the attributes that I need to make the change that you have called me to make. I think everyone in this room, in a way or shape or form, is a change maker. All right, we all are dreamers. We all have something in our mind and something in our soul and in our spirit that needs to be activated by being a witness, by asking God to fix us, by stealing away, and by acknowledging the redemption of the blood that he has shed for us. Because ultimately, we need that. Amen? We need that for transformation. We need that to be transformed from this thing to another thing, whatever God has called us to do and to be. This is O Redeemed.
In the blood of
Thank you so much. You know, to feel redeemed. When we feel redeemed, we just can't do nothing but say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us. Thank you, God, for leading us. Thank you, God, for directing our path. For truly great is your faithfulness to us. Amen. I want to end this time with you this morning with singing Great is Thy Faithfulness together. Can y'all do that with me? All right, let's sing. Praise God.
Faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Pardon of sin, pardon of sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is Thy faith. One more time, great. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord
to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, guys.
Dr. Priestley, we've changed the plan on you just a little bit. We will be officially dismissed, but I want to invite our band and Dr. Priestley to please lead us one more time in that opening hymn, I Thank My God. If you have been blessed, please stay and worship. For those who need to go to class, please exit quietly so that we can continue to worship God and thank Him for what He is doing in our lives. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
What a blessing it is to end the way that we started. God bless all of you. I appreciate you. Pray God's blessing over you.
Oh, wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul. This bag of bones, I try with all my might.